In this session, we're going to continue the theme of today. That is one of the four entrepreneurial questions. What is happening in my business today? Do I really understand what's going on today? And we're going to use three questions to address this particular theme. And the three questions we're going to use concerns this. Number one, how is my business doing in relationship to its potential? Number two, how is my business doing in relationship to the competition around me? And question number three, what exactly is blocking me from doing superbly in both of those two things? In both the potential that I have but I'm not meeting, and in the competition that's around me that perhaps I'm not overcoming. And that's what we're going to do in this session. In order to examine the questions about understanding what's stopping me from reaching my potential and outperforming my competitors, we're going to use some business models, some graphics. In particular, we're going to use some four quadrant matrices. And you've seen many of these used in business, both in workshops, in things you've read, and things you've analysed yourselves and probably presented to other audiences yourself. Business matrices, four quadrant matrices to let them see the good and the bad of a situation. Let's take an example. Let's take the Boston Matrix, which is particularly famous and was one of the early examples of using such a model. If we look at the Boston Matrix, you'll see that a question was being asked in a group of companies, which company should we concentrate our attention on now? What are the question mark companies? We'll just look at the matrix. You'll see on the left hand side where they're addressing how is market growth in this company, and underneath on the horizontal axis they're looking at what market share does this company hold. And they ask themselves the question, let's look at the low versions of both of those. Is this company low on market growth and low on market share? In which case we'll label it a dog not worth investing a lot more time in. Is this company high on market growth but actually a very small market share, not doing well against its competitors? Where the overall market is growing, but the company itself doesn't hold too big a share of that growing market. In which case the company is a question mark. There is clearly growth and therefore revenue and profit to be earned, but maybe we don't hold a big enough share to make a difference, and maybe we could easily get squeezed out by our competitors. And then the Boston Matrix looked at cash cows, where we have massive market share. Even if the growth is low, we hold the bulk of that market. That's a cash cow. And we may not want to invest a massive amount into the future, but right now it's producing great revenue and great profits without enormous energy, simply because we're beating our competitors in what may be a low growth market. And finally, they spotted those companies that were in a market that was growing and where they held a really decent share, and that to them was a star of the future. So that's how the Boston Matrix helped a board of directors of a group analyse the companies within that group. So you and I are used to using such models, such matrices in our business. Let's have a look at another model now, another matrix, four-quadrant matrix, this time used by Stephen R. Covey. I believe he used it in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It's all about managing the way you use your time and the products and productivity and projects that you deal with within time. Where some people are simply far more effective with their use of their 24 hours a day, and some people really are incredibly ineffective and live lives of significant ineffectiveness and business lives of low productivity in the same 24 hours. And let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at the top left-hand quadrant. In this quadrant, you're doing things which have pressing urgency, but they're also incredibly important. They really are needed by your clients and by your business to be dealt with. And they're also pressing you and shouting and screaming at you to get done now. And you react accordingly. It is urgent and it's important. In the top right-hand quadrant, what I call maximum cruise, I learnt that phrase from the Air Force, where jet pilots learn to fly at what's called maximum cruise. That is, they're going as fast as they can without burning excess fuel at a rate that's too high for the jet to reach its destination, maximum cruise. And this is where your life is focused largely upon doing things that are really important, but you know what? They're just not urgent. They're just not that urgent. But if you don't do them, the future will be at stake. I'll give you a personal example. Exercising is exactly one of those important but not urgent items in life. And your body will tell its tale down the line if you don't exercise and keep it fit and working effectively. In the bottom left-hand quadrant, we have things that are urgent, always screaming and shouting to be done, maybe give you lots of instant gratification, short-term gratification. Do you know what? In the long term, they're really not that important to the future of your business and your life. And finally, bottom right-hand quadrant, we look at things that are not important and not urgent. They waste your time and they waste your life. Watching excess TV and masses of soaps is a classic example of things that are simply not important, they're not urgent, but consume hours of your precious life. And one day you'll come to regret living in that quadrant. So that's the use of a four-quadrant matrix in business. You've seen plenty of those models, but here's my question to you. In many businesses that I examine, I don't see an understanding that is as crisp and clear about what's wrong with the business today and why the business isn't reaching its potential today and why the business is not outperforming its competitors, indeed being beaten out of sight by competition. There's no crispness of analysis, and that's what this gives you. So let's look at the further use of such business models. Using a four-quadrant business matrix like this does a number of things when used properly, and I'd like to use it in this session. This kind of model allows you to see where your competitors are compared to you and where you then need to move to. It stops you being lethargic. It forces you to review your attitudes, your skills, and your knowledge, and then to go about changing it. But there's a further question we need to ask. Recognizing how powerful using business models and analysis through quadrant matrices are, I often ask myself the question, why don't people think like this more often? And there are a number of answers to that. First of all, many small business owners and leaders have never been educated in this fashion. They don't know how to use models like the Boston Matrix to see where am I today and where do I need to be. Also, they've become lazy in their way of thinking by following their peer group wherever their peer group is going. We've already discussed in previous sessions how dangerous that is, and therefore they don't analyse their own business using clear, succinct models that ask difficult and painful questions. So we need to change that. We need to develop our own model, one which you have seen before used frequently in business, but I wonder if you've used it recently yourself. We're going to have a look at a model that asks the painful questions, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing really well? Why are you not reaching your potential? And how are you dealing with the outside pressures and strains and stresses put upon you? So let's do that now. The problem with many small business owners who are asked to analyse their own business objectively is that often they've not been educated in order to do so. The models I've shown you in this session, the Boston Matrix and Stephen R. Covey's Urgency and Importance model, they may have met, but indeed they may not have been trained to think like that. Or they may have met those models and just not seen the importance besides academic interest, or isn't that intriguing? What an interesting insight. They may not have applied it and seen the importance of it in their business. They may just be myopic in the way they're viewing their business. Also, they may not be convinced that there's anything wrong with their business, even if it's performing at a level of mediocrity, so they don't apply this kind of analysis. All of those things need to be addressed and corrected, and we're going to do that right now. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is to download a form that I've created for you, and it has a very, very simple matrix on it, a very simple graphic, and you'll probably think, oh, hold on a second, this is just a commonly used graphic that I've used many times. But I bet that you've not used this recently in your business. You've not examined the strengths of your business, why it's not reaching its potential, why it's not outperforming its competition, and what's blocking it from doing both those things today. And that's what our whole desire is in this session, to do things today. So at the end of this session, I'm going to ask you to download the form that's on this page and then move with me to the next session in this particular series. So please download the page right now.